I believe that we were going to be a part of it because FIFA, the soccer's world governing body, and U.S. Soccer encouraged Washington and Baltimore to merge their bids. I believe that was another way of saying, hey, guys, we want D.C. involved somehow, but their stadium, FedEx Field, is not going to work. You got to give us a better venue. The only way you're going to do that is include Baltimore. It's the 250th anniversary of our country coming up in 2026, a fan fest on the mall, things like that. I believe FIFA was tantalized by that. They wanted that, but in the end, it was not enough. So this is another mark against FedEx Field because it did not meet FIFA's specifications. And that's another way of saying the World Cup is the biggest sporting event in the world. You can start debating about Olympics, et cetera. It's not worth the debate. It is an event that stops the planet. And there was no indication from the FIFA people that they were going to get the renovations necessary to turn FedEx Field into a five-star venue worthy of their five-star event, the World Cup. That's why they had to shift and ask for a merge bid, which in the end still did not come up. So it is a bit of an embarrassment that the nation's capital, which is almost always considered to be a part of a World Cup, we'll miss out on a World Cup because we don't have the proper stadium situation or the proper mechanism to make that stadium better and worthy of a world-class city, which we are.
Dave, in our final minute here, it's widely known we have a rather controversial professional football team, the other football here in town. It's under all kinds of investigations. Could that have played a role here?
Yes, I do believe, because I think if they were fully focused on making their stadium better, embracing this World Cup bid, that, again, this is my opinion, I believe it wouldn't have reached the point to where soccer's world governing body said, we're not so sure about FedEx. So the only way you're going to have a chance is if you combine with Baltimore, because you know what? And I've talked to these Ravens people. They embrace the idea. They put their best foot forward, and their facility is certainly first class. And people listening that may not be soccer fans say, well, what did we miss out on? Well, the World Cup is 80 Super Bowls. So what I mean by that is last World Cup, the average viewing audience for just an average World Cup game was 200 million. That's essentially, I'm not talking about the final. I'm talking about just an average game is 200 million people around the world. So we missed out on a chance to host a couple of Super Bowls.